Hi, welcome to today's update on what's hot at the Edinburgh Fringe, with week one now coming to an end. There's some great favourites that are really beginning to get energy. A popular favourite is the Big Breakfast Bite-Sized Plays, and that's going on at Pleasance Dome. As a change this year, I caught the Big Lunch Hour, and this is on until the 28th of August. Tickets are £10.50 and it's at Pleasance Dome, and they were around 6 different pieces that contrasted beautifully, as you could get a drink and bring your lunch and eat it. You also got a free strawberry, which was a nice touch as you came in. The cast incredibly flexible to get across so many different parts in these 6 different short plays, each lasting about 10 minutes. It's about a 1-hour show, starting at 12:30 daily. One that really grabbed me was Uncomfortable Silences by Andrew O'Keefe. And this really came from nothing, this whole drama that touched on friendship and looked at how people interact in times of stress. A very funny one that was very topical too is Match Point by Chris Whitney, as he dramatises a whole Wimbledon game between an older player who's on her way out and then an up-and-coming pixie type Slovenic player, and we look into what these people are really thinking but not saying. And after watching it, Wimbledon itself became a very different perspective to have a look at. So if you like some short, sharp theatre, then do try The Big Breakfast on at Pleasance Dome. Another show that grabbed me is All Quiet on the Western Front. This was a sellout, as a lot of the popular plays are now becoming. And this had 5 strong male actors that used physical theatre as well as dialogue to tell the story of what was happening at the front during World War I. And I wasn't expecting these to be the German soldiers, so that was my surprise in having a look at that. But that did give a very interesting reason to go and have a look at this and to see the war played out from these men's point of view, when I was much more familiar with what the British story was a brilliant way of tapping into how war is actually pointless, because the humanity of these German soldiers fragmenting and becoming more vulnerable from their strong young selves that were persuaded to sign up too early in some respects to go and fight the war. Directed by Roberta Zurich. Performing is Angus Doughty, George John, Charlie McVicar, Alex Maxwell and Joe Taylor. And the strength of the movement of these male actors in the parts really brought home in just an hour the whole Battle of the Passchendaele. And the theatre company is called Incognito, and demonstrated the whole physical strain. You really felt this of trench warfare, and the storyline exposed the mental difficulty of this whole experience. And I cried in the middle of it. It really grabs the heartstrings how these men have, when they leave their tense wartime experiences and go home for a break, just that they can't get back to normal. Life will never be the same again. And it relates to, I think, modern life too. It's a wonderful play. It's lit by Liz Weber. The design was by Will Feasey with Roberta Zurich of The Light. And the sound design was Oscar Maguire, and that's at Pleasance Dome. Other war plays going on at Pleasance Dome include Not About Heroes, which is just before All Quiet on the Western Front. That's at 12 noon. And that's been described as being compelling. And again, it's proving very popular with audiences and has won some awards already before coming up to the Fringe. And this is recreates war within the scape of the theatre at Bristow Square in Edinburgh. Another one there is Dad's Army's Radio Hour, which is based on the classic BBC sitcom, so a more light-hearted approach to portraying the war on stage. And this is written by the Double Fringe First Award winner David Benson and Jack Lane. So for some humour, that's another approach you can take there. So all in all, lots of shows emerging from week one. Whatever you're up to, do leave me a message. Let me know whether you're enjoying any of my recommendations or whether you have some that you'd like me to share too. If you are a fan of new writing, then there is a festival within itself at Summer Hall, Payne's Plough Roundabout Theatre, which is a self-constructed stage that's bringing lots of different writers to the fringe. So, for example, you can go and have a look at Scorch by Stacey Gregg, which is a very intimate and mesmerising piece to go and see. Sam Steiner is bringing Lemons, 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 a beautiful play about the beauty of and the preciousness of language. And other new writers you can have a look at, Luke Barnes is bringing All We Ever Wanted Was Everything. And this is set over three decades, from Cool Britannia to Brexit Britain. It's gig theatre from the award-winning team behind Weekend Rock Stars. And Monse Whitney is bringing Box Clever, and that has been given a great review by Lynn Gardner before it actually came up. So moving, truthful and darkly comic. So wishing you a great weekend of whatever you're up to. Here's to your art. And do share if you've enjoyed. Do leave me a comment and I look forward to talking again soon.